This podcast features adults using adult language.
All right, Coach, you are dominated by its effect.
Yeah, what does that do?
It means that he takes your turn.
You're cuckolded.
Wow.
You've been cuckolded.
He told me what to do.
Yeah, he basically tells you to collapse your knees and fall forward into the eggs.
This is a thrilling game for me.
God damn it!
I gotta go make a phone call. Do I need?
Jesus Christ!
Spent the whole day dead or near dying.
No,
maybe in the next podcast you can play D&D.
I'm here to eggs. I'm near eggs now. Oh, here's the younglings.
You burst the eggs.
Here's its squatting brood.
And instantly hear a kind of laughter in your mind.
Of course, it's laughing.
It's like the way a child might laugh when it receives a new toy.
Mantis, we need to stay close to him so we can heal
right.
him out of He's death. Getting-
Devoured I'm gonna, by babies now.
By babies that he willfully threw himself into.
Mantis doesn't understand. Dommy just looks, why did you,
why would you do that?
It looks like I just climbed into the eggs.
Because this is like the smartest person you know.
So Mantis just throws himself in another egg. It must be tactically the right move.
So the eggs.
We're looking for a save.
Oh, for me?
Yes.
I said he took my turn.
He did, and now you get to save.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, that's good.
Nice.
That's good. I don't want to run that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Yeah, I do.
Not
so,
yet.
We're moving on to twos.
I mean, but what am I saving?
You're saving against domination. So you have regained will. You've regained your will, and now your turns are your own again.
Okay, so, but can I stand up now?
No.
Not till your next turn.
I move to here.
I'll wait till my next turn to inquire further.
Great.
And I will perform the five storms move on this little baby.
Oh, big surprise.
The baby.
15 plus 6.
Yeah, storm him.
Versus reflex.
He maybe could have handled two
8
storms.
Points of damage.
Yeah.
Max.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You put your fist straight through it.
Fall. Suck-a-tonk.
Minions.
Very good.
We're looking for...
I get some baby juice on me.
Yeah.
Splattered. I'm a little upset.
We're looking for the gadge.
The what now? The who? What's it called? So I'm like in his face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Grab those eyeballs. Got eight
eyes. I stab one of eight eyes.
I'm poking his eyes.
Pinocchio old show.
Do you have 18? 18 AC?
I could.
Do you have it?
You don't know. Maybe.
I'm curious, though.
I am, too. Maybe we'll never know, really.
Let's learn together.
No, I have 17.
8 points. He clamps his lower mandible around your leg. Like a bear trap, like, grip.
Next I lost that leg in the war.
Next up is your turn.
Doesn't even
it's
hurt.
Not even wood. Next up is your turn.
Okay. So he's clamped onto my leg.
He is. Quite.
So I am going to dual strike him. Think. Yeah.
Strike those fronds on his head. Chop off those moth antennas.
Can I specifically aim for the fronds? I do a frond strike.
Do you have that ability?
No, I don't think so.
That's from the frond master paragraph.
that's command of
23
fronds.
Versus AC for
Quite.
The sword.
Very good.
And then I bring the axe down. 15 versus AC.
The axe failed you.
The axe does not hit. All right. So damage. Six.
All right. We are looking at Coach.
All right. Can I stand
up,
please?
Well, I stand up.
Yeah.
Standing up is your movement action.
Well, I descend further into the egg pile until only my head is visible. And then you hear a bicycle horn. let's see. What's going to treat me right? I want to do something strong.
You should kill that one in front of him.
Just a minion.
What's your direct? Just
kill this guy.
Oh, direct to strike has someone else hit.
That's somebody else. I mean, I could tell you to.
Yeah, you could have
reach
him
around
do it.
And do it.
You could have
order me to reach around.
Mantis, do it.
Could you do me that?
Yeah.
Service. All right.
So
you roll.
Roll.
You roll.
Okay. So I turn.
That is an with interesting
your
axe.
What do you tell me to do?
hit this dude. he's gonna climb on me. What we got?
18 versus AC.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Yep. Crushed.
Smash. Appreciate it.
No problem. Happy to do it.
Back on top.
Really, I am very happy to do it. I'm excited.
That was my movement.
Yeah.
That was just moving.
That was the move action.
You'll be funny, you did that and you didn't move. I made some sounds to
that
fierce
was
noises.
Just moving. Could I possibly strike this eight-legged creature prone with a dragon tail swipe?
Yeah. You can. No, don't forget.
Wait, but...
Pick up your dice. So don't forget. So this is the first time it's happened here, but I mean, this is the traditional situation here.
He's flanked?
Yeah, combat advantage. Don't forget to add your +2.
Okay. I'm going to dragon tail swipe him. Going to swing low.
See some tail.
Sweet chariot.
12 plus 6 plus 2, so 18, 9, 20.
Yeah.
All right. So I do... 7 points of damage.
Okay.
And I knock him prone.
Wow.
Nice.
So you hit the back leg.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Not any of the other seven.
That's why you're DPS.
All right. He loses his grip as he goes prone.
How do we indicate that he's prone?
Yeah, I was just going to say, he's a bug. No, don't worry about it.
We'll just remember that he's prone.
He's prone, okay? He's going to get it. He just gets up this turn anyway. He reaches out. Those gentle lashes in both directions.
Oh.
He misses you, and he hits, I'm pretty sure he hits, twos with a 23 will.
Yeah, oh yeah.
In that case, I get to hit him.
Yeah.
I don't.
You want to.
I really tried.
I believe you.
I tried my bestest.
You take 4 points of damage, and are dazed.
Oh, ooh. I'm dazed?
You are. Right. And you take ongoing 5.
Okay, so...
Dazed and confused.
I took how many points of damage? I'm sorry.
4 points.
Okay.
And you are now dazed, which means you grant combat advantage.
Uh-huh.
You can only take one of your actions, no free actions, and you can't grant combat advantage.
Gotcha. That won't last long, my friend.
No. Save ends both. Mantis.
Okay. I've not had good luck with my dual strike.
You should talk to a doctor.
Yeah. I'm going to cleave... Even though there's no one else to hit.
You feel like it'll land?
Well,
what else you got?
That's really all I have is cleave and dual strike, because I used my steel serpent strike.
Oh. It's a good strike.
Yeah. I can turn my skin to stone, but that's not going to help us kill this bug.
Can you jump on top of him and then turn to stone?
And weigh him down?
Yeah.
Can I try to jump on him?
If you want to what effect?
Be cool.
It'd just be rad if you really want to jump on the hideous psychic insect.
No, that's all right. I'm gonna dual strike. This time it's gonna work. Both hits are gonna land. Sword. No. Axe. Maybe. 18 versus AC?
Yes.
Oh good, that's the lower damage. Glad that one hit. 8.
Oh hey. Nice. All right, coach.
All right. I'm done messing around. I'm gonna use Templar's Fist.
Oh, that seems like a good one.
That's a close burst. One creature in burst. It's versus will.
Mm.
Wow, 9 versus will.
You reach out with drawing on the power you've drawn on so many times before, and it finds no purchase.
Wow.
You think the rumors may be true.
That I blew this roll?
That the Sorcerer King Kalak is dead.
All right, a single tear falls.
You know, a tear.
Oh.
A tear for tear.
Was that your guy?
Huh?
Did his guy live in this town we were going to?
He used to work for him.
I was drawing. Well, I told you.
No, you picked it up subconsciously.
Yeah, you still remembered.
So your magic stuff doesn't work.
Well, that healing has one ability from that.
Right.
That's cool.
And it blew it that time.
So even if you'd rolled a 20, you'd have been like, boop, doesn't work.
Sorry. Maybe. If it had been a 20, I would have done something.
Guess your Wizard King's dead.
Something special. Your Wizard King sucks.
I would have, if I rolled a 20, you would have invoked his ghost and sent him at my foe.
Quite.
Yeah. Maybe get a better Wizard King.
Come to me.
Choose.
All right, well, I'm going to use Incredible.
You need to invest in one for the long term.
Yeah.
I'm going to use Incredible Toughness and Encounter Power to end any ongoing damage or any one dazed, slow, stunned, or weakened effect.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Yep.
Oh,
bam.
Shit,
at the beginning of my turn.
At the beginning of your turn.
Then I'm just going to do a normal unarmed strike. Which is shit. 11 versus AC?
No.
Does he have lower AC from the back? Oh, 12, 13, because you got CA.
No. Oh.
You climb underneath him. There might be something soft there, but...
No, that's fine. Glad I wasted that encounter power.
Well, you know, it's not a waste. You got rid of the days.
It excited us. I mean, I got charged up by the description.
I'm glad.
that was a lot of fun.
he lashes out using an ability, which is called Mind Wrench.
Wrench?
Good luck finding anything to wrench over here.
Well, we are going to give it our best shot.
Oh, man, I'm a sitting duck.
With a 26 will.
Well, yeah, that hits.
I'm okay. A sitting duck.
You are dominated.
Who?
I'm dominated?
You're dominated. No, you guys are fucked.
Shit. He just starts lifting shit.
If I know, look, you're going to end up lying down. That's what always happens to me. Right. You're just going to lay there.
All right. I need you to do a basic attack against Coach.
Can do.
Watch it hit.
I'm like, what
I just have you do dual strike.
Yeah, dual strike.
Just do basic.
Do basic?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
That's the first 19 I've rolled all day. I am beating the shit out of you.
No, hit him.
Can't do it, Coach.
Why would you?
8.
Oh.
8 damage.
Alrighty. And then save.
He catches against me in the shoulder.
I do save.
All right. I'm glad to hear it.
But when I'm doing it, there's like a tear in my eye.
Shaking your head.
Who's that? Who's that?
I am so sorry.
What's that?
I'm so sorry, Coach. Don't be mad at me.
God.
All right, Coach.
I'm so sorry.
I'm putting you in. It's an inverse of the traditional relationship.
I'm trying to figure out how to form the phrase. Put Coach in you?
It's hard work.
All right, blew that one because my friend is dead, my king. That's worthless. I'm good at yelling at things and laying down.
So you would never know right. You were good at laying down. Like we revealed an aptitude.
Yeah. I'm opening new vistas. Yeah, I was going to say, he took control of you, now I'm going to take control of you against him.
But it's different this time.
Yeah, this time it's fun and you like it. So I'm going to direct your strike.
Okay.
So make a basic attack on this guy and just do it now.
I did it.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, you see, you like that.
6 damage.
You like that?
Six damage. He didn't like it.
Yeah.
He is in fact bloodied.
Hurt. Oh, I got one of the fronds.
Hopefully got one of those fronds.
He grabbed the frond, just...
Yeah, could you cleave down through a frond and an eye?
Hey,
like, is there... Do those count?
Who's your favorite character in Happy Days?
The fronds.
The fronds.
The fronds.
It's the new Dark Sun.
Hey. That's what they call them.
Hey. The Fronzarella.
Twos.
That's this beast's name. The fronds.
Fronds.
Five storms. Will do nothing because
they really aren't great
reflex.
Storms.
10 versus reflex does nothing.
The sun comes out, birds are chirping.
Right. You invoke all of that.
It's like 72 degrees.
Yeah.
With a 5% chance of rain.
I take my coat off.
It's like San Diego.
Beautiful outdoors.
You're the fronds. I'm leveraging my invasive presence, just an aggressive wall of psychic power.
That's
misses
crazy.
Twice.
Against two.
Misses twice.
Misses twice.
Against you. You got two of his fronds.
Against you and him. So you get an attack.
You don't fucking try to get in my friend's mind.
It's simply not done.
19 versus AC.
That hits.
Good.
8.
Mm.
8 points?
8 points of damage.
Yeah.
This guy's still prone?
No, he's fine. He was able to get up that turn. Out. Yeah, that issued a resounding crack across the back of the carapace. Every creature has a carapace.
Yeah.
You can get a carapace if you want. After this adventure,
I need a carapace. Yeah, this is very useful.
We are moving on now to Mantis.
Go again.
Dual strike. Here it comes. Get ready. One's going to hit. One's going to miss. Sword. Ooh, hits, actually.
Okay, sword hits. So we like that.
20.
Yeah, that's strong.
And axe.
Ooh.
Into my balls.
Come on.
Ooh.
Charm now.
Yes, 2 hits.
It happened.
Wow. Is that the first time?
I need to rub my dice on my dick more often.
All right.
Ouch. The first one is 7, and the second one is also 7.
Healthy.
It's 14 points of damage.
There you go.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a very, very good hit. It's definitely doing less well as a result. Coach.
Okay. What's good? What's good? What to do? What's this one? Race the arrow. Does this damage? One ally you can see can charge the target or make a melee basic attack against the target as a free action.
Oh, so it's an attack
plus 3 power bonus to the attack and damage roll.
Oh, that's a big hit.
Wow.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Okay.
So you put me in, Coach.
You pull your bow.
You want to give that a shot?
Yeah.
All right. I'm calling you out.
All right.
Let's have a storm, please. All right, that is good. That's 18 versus AC.
That hits.
Yes.
What do I do?
So let's roll your damage first.
My damage
Let's resolve the first attack.
1d10 plus 5 is going to give me, oh, wow, 7.
Seven.
Big 7.
Yeah, but you're going to let him hit, too.
That, wait, no, 7, but you get the bonuses.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so that's 7 plus, and now you do just a basic attack.
9 plus 7 versus AC.
No, you, oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's 9 plus 7?
It's not a guaranteed
15?
Hit.
15?
15 versus AC?
No, 9 plus 7 is 16. Whatever.
Versus AC.
Plus 2.
Oh, it's a 'cause
no, plus 3 because I gave you a bonus 17, to that, 18, too.
17, 18, 19, 20.
It's a good hit.
Okay. Plus.
Wait, there's more.
48.
Oh shit. Yeah. If you hit right now, yeah. I'll give you another plus 5.
12.
That is a great
12,
hit.
But did you add the 3 to the damage?
Nope.
You should.
Then go ahead.
15 points of damage.
You should hit it.
Woo!
Well done.
Did we split this bug open or what?
Yeah. How many pieces?
Stuff is coming
now out. That's a warlord in action. Now you're doing your claws.
Now I get it. Instead of hiding and laying down.
Rubbing your face in it.
Everything improves when you're standing. I'm just going to let you know that.
I'm going to fight like that from now on. That's not bad.
Yeah, there is not a whole lot left of this creature, too, so it is your
turn.
Well,
then let me finish him off.
I want to see all your karates.
16 versus reflex.
Did you add your combat
18
advantage?
Versus reflex.
Yeah.
It's strong.
So 8 points of damage.
Yeah.
And if that's not enough, I'll take my Stone Fist of Flurry for this round. Which
Flurry or Fury?
It's a
Flurious,
Flurry.
It's blows. A Flurious Fury.
It's just an extra
Furious
attack.
Flurry?
Yeah.
But it's an extra 7 damage.
Yeah, that finishes it off.
And then boom.
That last one.
That's a cool thing where once per round, if I hit, I just get another fucking punch in for an extra 7.
Where is that described? That's rad.
Right here.
Fandar, I was saying it's like in the movies when the guy does all the karate moves and at the end he just goes, pow.
Yeah.
Right?
That's it.
Just a hand goes up.
Yeah.
So sure. The target takes 7 damage. The target wasn't targeted by the triggering attack. Takes 9, but I was.
Body explodes open.
Yeah.
And a million babies pour out of here now,
clambering up our bodies.
No. Your final blow lays it down, pushes it a foot down into the bone.
Wow.
The eggs themselves are still. It appears to take a little bit more than. Yeah, you actually have to be a warlord and fall directly on top of them.
Yeah.
As you manage the last of the gauge, you're still up on this latticed framework, but you can see that the warren progresses further down in. But light is actually streaming down enough so that you can see the entrance to a temple.
So we can make our way down through this lattice work of bone.
You can, but in advance of that. The wind, as you fought this gauge the entire time, the wind has continued to scour this out so that now here in the middle of the tablelands is a kind of valley that's been scoured out.
Even more bones inside.
Directly in front of some kind of formerly buried structure.
Weird.
And from your position, there behind the bone mesh, you can see a small group of figures. Winding their way through the lowest echelon of the bones, and finding a path into the structure.
There's already people ahead of us going down.
Yeah.
Whoa.
They're moving. They're not skeleton people.
No, they are not skeleton people. They came and they walked down the.
While we were fighting.
As you've finished up, as you
fucking elves are after our treasure.
I don't get this.
Yeah, no, they are black clad, but.
Oh, but they're not. There may not be the same guys.
You're right.
Not dressed in feathers.
We gotta go. We gotta go down and get.
Yeah, we gotta go. They're too far to have noticed this fight.
The wind is still whistling and howling. I mean, okay. They would have to be. It's like I wonder if there's a group of adventurers up there fighting a gauge in its lair.
All right.
They probably weren't concerned
maybe,
with that.
Maybe so.
We'll look later.
Yeah, it's like I'm gonna pause for my powerful elemental working, so that I can.
All right, you guys ready to go down?
I was born ready.
All right, let's do it. We got to make some kind of athletics check, some acrobatics check.
You do.
I'm going to forego that and just fall. I'm going to just scoot.
Oh!
Oh, you took a header.
That's an 11, my friend.
I got 19.
Oh, no, athletics is 10. No, so it's 13.
I botched it.
13.
I used my face to descend.
Yeah. You sustained 2 points of damage.
I will take that.
You're like this. You're like, all right, guys, let's go.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Exciting. Exciting.
See
time.
You at the bottom.
Yeah. Ooh. It's fun for me at that point.
you see finery and aesthetics beyond anything in any city state that you've seen. Reliefs, strange reliefs along the sides of this
bas
structure.
Relief?
Yeah, they're fish.
Hmm.
Jutting out. No, there's no fish.
I was enthralled for a second.
Yeah,
like,
what,
really?
Fish?
Spitting water?
Fuck yeah.
Just incredible.
you see, I'm taken aback by the visions. That,
just artistry. Everything carved and beautiful.
Yeah, and cool marble with metal details and elements and sconces of wrought iron, and I mean, one of these would be worth hundreds upon hundreds of gold pieces. Just the iron itself, independent of the work.
I like this place. I like what we found.
There's a lot to appreciate.
let's take a break. take a minute to soak it in.
Just take a sit down.
Yeah,
you know,
and it's for my soul. I need
appreciate
this.
It.
Yeah,
but as you
it makes me grateful to live under this dark sun.
Yeah, and misery. And the doors into the structure itself are open, and recently so. You can see the tracks of.
So we know exactly where those guys went.
You can see sort of talon-toed tracks.
Talon-toed.
Oh.
Winding their way into the structure itself.
I'm going to stealth over to the door and look around the corner. Oh.
Shit! Oh.
Sorry, I critically touched the mic, but I also rolled a 20.
Well, that's why. It was the pre-wave, the pre-shockwave.
23 up to that. I Flintstones Twinkle Toe.
You literally just are invisible. We lose sight of you.
Yeah. Wait, hold on a second. Dudes, where'd he go?
Where'd he go?
Guys,
Mantis
I'll be right
just
back.
Screams. So you cross the threshold of the door. Deep inside, you hear voices. You can't tell what they're saying, but they're not muffled. It's just that the structure, the stone structure, is just warping and deteriorating their voices as they come out.
So I'm looking through doors into like darkness.
Yes, exactly. Into sort of a winding tunnel way that's illuminated by a kind of blue light.
Then I look back and I'm like,
we can't see you.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, foom.
Still,
Jules, are you okay? Where did you go?
You yell across to him.
Where did you go?
What that looks like. Over here!
Yeah.
All right, well, I motion for you guys to come over.
All right. Do we need to stealth? I mean, are we in danger of being seen?
I don't know. You tell me.
You tell us.
No, I am not going to be very stealthy. I'm telling you right now.
I motion for you like this, Chris.
All right, I walk over.
I know you're not stealthing.
No.
I'm not stealthing anywhere.
I'm lucky that I'm not crawling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I come on over. I'm checking it out.
All right, well, I mean, it's safe to approach, but, you know, they went down. They clearly are into the darkness. You ready?
All right, what do we...
Can I get a perception roll?
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Shit.
Ooh.
I hope it's good, because I have a 4.
It's 15.
Got a 12.
15?
Yeah, I got a minus 1. I have a minus 1.
Minus 1?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
it's because of all the damage to my eyes from the face falls.
You feel a sensation up through your ankles, like a vibration in the ground that you know you felt before, but you can't place it. As you continue to walk down the corridor, you step on a plate.
No!
Man, listen, I didn't step on anything.
The plate got stepped on. And you hear the sound of machinery in the wall. You can you notice now a set of dart holes.
No.
And you hear the machinery catch, but no darts are issued.
Oh, good work.
That's why I disarmed it.
Yeah, did you do that?
Wow,
just
that was
one
great.
Step.
I knew where the disarm
the
trigger was. Stepped on that right away, as quick as I could.
Let me see this.
All right, so I think there's more of those coming.
Yeah.
But maybe there's nothing in there, I guess. Then, I mean, we can proceed now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we keep going. More, maybe, well, I mean, I don't know what the mechanic is in gameplay, like, of be slightly more cautious, given that we stepped on a plate. I guess there's no way to do that.
All right.
Yeah, you can try to avoid plates that look that particular
I'm
shape.
I'm used to playing another character where I just purposely
run and run.
You step on everything.
But you also have the hit points to withstand that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Those things are slightly different at this point. Mm-hmm.
All right. So we gingerly pass through this doorway.
You gingerly pass through a number of corridors, always listening for the distant voices, and the words that they're speaking are starting to become clear.
Hmm. Now, are we in need of torches, or can we traverse this without any extra light?
There's a kind of ghost light.
Okay.
That still makes this place luminous even after all these years. I do need one more perception roll.
Mm. Well, maybe I can do well this time. There we go.
Which 11.
Oh, you'll
at 20.
Yeah.
No, excuse me, 18.
18. Yeah, that's fine. As you continue to wind your way through, you hold up a hand to your companions to have them stop. You've approached a doorway, and beyond this doorway is the conversation that you've heard. And you hear a woman's voice that says, "But surely you understand that our goals are the same. We have the same aims." And it is the voice of Submatron Galash.
No, her head got cut off.
What if it's just her head?
That could be.
Is there any way for me to look through the doorway?
Yeah, in a moment. You hear a rasping voice follow up after that. It says, "We are servants of the Wastewalker, but first we are servants of the sun, and we are the enemies of all who twist magic to their aims." So do you want to creep around the edge?
Yeah. Some kind of a stealth check or something? Or?
Yes, you should. That would be a great idea.
Mm. 9, unfortunately.
What if I pick him up? Hold him up really high and kind of scoot him out, like, because he wouldn't be looking up, you know, like if they're like looking around, so he'd be like peeking around up really high. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what if it's just her head lying on the table looking up?
Oh, that would be bad.
So a 9 stealth, I kick the door or something.
Yeah. You're just talking to yourself, looking real good. Real stealthy.
All right, look around the corner now. Not too loud. Not too loud.
Spider.
Nah, you don't kick the door, but as your foot crosses the threshold, the edge of the hem of your robe gets caught, and at that point you see two incredibly strong bipedal reptilian humanoids.
Mm.
A third, smaller one, addressing a human head atop a clearly mystic altar in the center of a up on a raised dais. And that's what's underneath this, actually. Oh.
That's fucked up.
Not cool.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Mm. Now we're talking.
Now we're in business.
That's some Dungeons and Dragons.
If we can find a way to get this over there and play on it.
Yeah, get that out of the way.
That would be the best.
Can we scoot this whole thing?
Yeah.
Do you want to turn it?
Should probably turn it.
Yeah.
I'll hold this up.
There's a lot of dark cloth being worked with here.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
What we are seeing right now is tremendous.
It's an amazing diorama.
Diorama.
Sure.
Diaramina.
Diaramina.
Diarrhea.
Diuretic. Give me my stuffs.
Yep.
No, I need my sheet.
Oh.
I don't know who I am. Here we go.
So, where are we at this door out here?
We're down there.
That's right. I'm going to remove this door.
Okay. I guess you were peeking around the corner.
I was peeking around the corner.
Oh, this is significant.
This is cool. All
right.
What did you do?
I brought us to an awesome part of the game.
Furthering the plot.
Where's the head?
Exactly. In the middle right here. He walks out.
I'm sorry, did you say the head is on up here on this altar?
That's right.
Okay.
He walks out to the ledge there.
For the sake of the people listening.
Yeah. Sorry, I always forget that.
Tycho has constructed an elaborate map out ruined of Dwarven Forge here. Yeah. It's a multi-tiered temple with a sort of front foyer, and then some rounded stairs leading up to a second tier with the altar and the head. It's very dramatic.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And a wall in front of us.
That's right. And as the smaller of the three walks out to the ledge and looks out across, because this is actually a wider open area. He can see over the top of this. This is mostly like a This is mostly decor. It separates it for ritual reasons and not for physical reasons. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to the Vatican?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Exactly.
Go there every day.
That's the sort of thing I'm talking about.
Perfect. What are you something that I know about?
So he sniffs the air and he looks down at the doorway with something like if you can extrapolate his features, it's something like pity.
You made him sad.
He's sad to kill us.
He says, the black curse of my master is upon you. It would be a mercy to kill you now.
Is he talking to us?
Yes.
You asked that.
Are you talking to us?
No, no. This should be real dialogue.
Who, us?
And he's like, yes, you. And you're like, but not me, though.
Do I have the black curse, too? Twos. Do I have the black curse?
Just get your weapons out.
He has a medallion. Get ready to roll initiative.
Yeah.
But he has a medallion that is essentially a glowing sphere. Wrapped around with links of light chain.
Mm-hmm. I do want.
And he lifts it on his long chain into the air, and the light is exactly like that of sunlight, but to your eyes, it is absolutely excruciating.
Oh.
Just the radiance of this light is an incredible pain.
I think that's a curse.
Oh, that sucked, guys. Way to go, lizard man.
Well, no better.
Douchebags.
My initiative is always the best.
What'd you get?
I got an 18.
Nice.
Wow, that's good.
I got an 18, motherfucker!
Can I have one of those graham crackers?
Do you want a graham cracker?
Yeah. Are they really stale?
No, I don't think so.
They're just the right amount of stale.
All right. Okay, so I need numbers from you.
18.
18.
4.
9. Kyle, let's play some D&D. What do you guys think, huh? Let's do it.
I gotta clear my throat.
What did you do? I'm chewing into the mic. Because Gabe's got the headphones on down here. Probably sounds really gross.
Well, you're probably the winner on the initiative front.
I was over here trying to figure out, like, I was like, what is Chris's name? Because there's like 8 names. And it's like
the best part, you can put
Mad
anything
Dog?
Down.
Coach Carl Mad Dog 2 coins.
For whatever you want down.
Coach Carl Mad Dog 2 coins. All right. Well, as is so often the case, we get things started off with twos.